Sport on RT Radio 1 with the Kia EV6, Irish and European Car of the Year. For more, log on to kia.com.
And we say good morning to Des Cahill. Morning, Des.
Morning, Justin. We're going to start with news that four players reportedly from Armagh and Galway face bans for their involvement in the brawl at Croke Park last weekend. The counties have been notified. The names of players have not yet been released by the GA's Central Competitions Control Committee. It's expected three Armagh squad members and one from Galway face penalties for the fight, with Armagh's Tiernan Kelly expected to be hit with a lengthy ban. He's at the centre of the eye gouging allegations. Separately, the three players who received red cards in the game are expected to be hit with suspensions too. This would include the Galway captain Sean Kelly, who would miss the All-Ireland semi-final, but he is expected to appeal the decision. In golf, play has just got underway on day two of the Irish Open. So let's go live to Mount Juliet and join Greg Allen.
Yeah, Des, another calm morning has dawned here. These are nigh on perfect scoring conditions, and with 94 players breaking par yesterday and 57 shooting in the 60s, we're on target, if there's similar scoring today, for a record low Irish Open cut of possibly 4 under par. And with the best of the Irish players, Seamus Power and Niall Carney, both 4 shots off the lead on 4 under, they have to at least target a level par 72 today just to be around for the weekend. And another man who needs a good round today is Paddy Harrington. He expended an awful lot of energy in winning the US Seniors Open in Pennsylvania last Sunday. And although he bogeyed 2 of the last 3 holes yesterday for a round of 2 under par 70, it's not for want of motivation that he's battling away here to try and get into contention.
Well, it's an Irish Open. You're going to get up for it. You just have to do a few things a little different, including, I think I slept for half an hour at my dinner table last night. I actually fell asleep sitting there. I couldn't even look at my phone. That's how bad I was. But you take your sleep when you get it. You haven't hit a practice shot this week. I've warmed up twice and that's it. I saw the putting green for the first time today. I haven't seen a practice bunker yet, but that's, I just have to put up with that this week. What I did find out there today, which was nice, I didn't hit it as well as I hit it last week, but I put it way better.
You know, 70 sounds like a score that's, well, it could have been better, but it's working your way into the week after what you've done last weekend and winning the US Seniors. Do you think that there's a possibility that there's a lot better to come? Because I think you feel that there's a lot of game there.
I'm hoping, you know, and it really is a hope at this stage. You know, sometimes you know what's coming around the corner and you think, oh, well, 70 grand, I know I'm going to be better tomorrow, but I really don't know how I'm going to feel. So an early start tomorrow, we just have to wait and see. But I, you know, at this stage, 70 is fine, but I do need to go forward tomorrow. It looks like it could be a high teens, 20 under par winning week. So you 70 is not great when you're trying to get to 20 under par.
By the way, Harrington, who by the way is also 51 next month, was so fatigued yesterday that he found a bucket to sit on for that interview, and I literally had to get down on one knee, but it was just the one knee though. The only other Irish players under par, John Murphy of Kinsale on 2 under, Shane Lowry and Jonathan Caldwell on 1 under, the leader, New Zealand's Ryan Fox on 8 under after a 64.
There's a great photograph going around of Greg on his knees in front of Paddy Harrington. You'll see it on social media now. In rugby, Ireland have completed their preparations for tomorrow's opening test against New Zealand with their captain's run at the match venue earlier today. Keane Healy took part in the session. He had no adverse reaction afterwards. He will take his place on the bench. All 3 test matches have been sold out. Live commentary on 2FM in the morning. In basketball, Ireland's men's team have been beaten by Austria in their Eurobasket 2025 pre-qualifier, 92-66, the final score for Austria. At Wimbledon, Rafa Nadal needed 4 sets to advance. There were also wins for 4th seed Stefanos Tsitsipas and Nick Kyrgios, and in the women's singles for Iga Swiatek and Petra Kvitova. Now, it's All-Ireland Hurling semi-final weekend, so we're going to preview one game in each of our sports bulletins. First up, the clash of Kilkenny and Clare, so let's say good morning to Donlough Cusack.
Good morning, Des. We're running out of big fiesta weekends for Hurling Nation, so we'll have to make the most of this one. 2 All-Ireland semi-finals coming up and only one of the so-called traditional big three involved. Clare and Kilkenny come to Croke Park tomorrow just when afternoon tea is over. Leinster champions Kilkenny last winning at this stage in 2019 and runners-up in Munster Clare bidding to reach their first final since 2013. This one is tight and previewing it does involve the need to prevaricate while walking a tightrope, but here goes. Clare have been the stars of the Munster Championship without winning the thing. Fact. Kilkenny lost twice in Leinster. Fact. Everybody south of the Hurling Equator knows the Munster Championship to be the superior product. Fact. So Clare get the nod? Not so sure. Both teams are managed by former fullbacks called Brian. Serious Brians who know what it takes to get the most out of themselves. Two characters who could be stuck in a lift together for a weekend without muttering a word and not think it odd. But the mark of Cody is more than that. Over the years, his team have developed a culture of often brilliance, but always tough, bloody-minded hurling. Kilkenny are comfortable on days and places like this. They have no real race memory of being troubled by Clare. Of the last five championship meetings between the teams, they haven't lost any. They weren't too bothered by Limerick either when they beat them in the 2019 semi-final. And they know where the edge is. They live there. Clare have to play with a controlled fury and complete self-belief. Do Clare have the experience to hold enough back for those final few minutes of madness? Tony Kelly's sideline cut earlier this summer suggests yes. They must keep going when, having started in a fury, they find Kilkenny are just picking them off with jabs and TJ Reid freeze. On paper too, Clare seem to have more match winners than Tony Kelly. John Conlon is the number six you'd design to play against the Cats, Shane O'Donnell and Peter Duggan, and there's depth on the bench. On the other hand, Kilkenny's brightest star, TJ Reid, is not scoring as freely as before. So now, do we go with the realists or the romantics? This is hurling. History tells us that history counts in this game, and I hear you say that Limerick are now closing in on three in a row. But despite all that, we're old-fashioned enough to believe in the effects of Croke Park, the benefit of a wise and ruthless manager, the advantage of having the best goalkeeper and an almost perfect free-taker. Kilkenny have this, and they have the history and those stripy jersey. I'll whisper it, Des, the stripy ones by a nano margin, and if they lose, I'll deny that I ever said it. Talk to you later.
That's great. Don't love Cusick there and his preview on Limerick Galway coming up in an hour. Lots of other sport apart from the golf. In soccer, league leaders Shamrock Rovers go to Finn Harps tonight. Dundalk hope to keep the challenge alive at home to UCD. Bows play Derry and St. Pat's host Drogheda. The first division leaders Cork City are at Bray Wanderers, and racing this evening at Wexford and Bellewstown.